Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalm chapter 27 and verse 11. He says, "Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path or a straight path because of mine enemies." I like what Martin Luther wrote. He said, "I have held many things in my hands and I have lost them all. But whatever I have placed in God's hands, that I still possess." Helen Keller also wrote, she said, "I thank God for my handicaps, for through them I have found myself, my work, and my God." My dear brothers and sisters, whatever absorbs our thinking will ultimately control our actions. It is so important for a Christian then to let the ways of the Lord become the controlling force in life or the leading force in our life. It was C.S. Lewis who reminded us that we are becoming now what we will be in eternity, either something beautiful and full of glory or something hideous and full of darkness. A spiritual knowledge of Christ is always a personal knowledge. It is not gained through the experiences of others. Knowing the Lord in all of His fullness for every situation we encounter is a lifetime pursuit. Discipleship involves a willingness to be taught and then a desire to follow the ways of the Lord, to go with Him in the same direction He is going. We must be willing to say with David Livingstone, the noted missionary statesman of the past century, he said, "I will place no value on anything I have or may possess except in relation to the kingdom of Christ." So my dear brothers and sisters, today, as the Holy Spirit reminds us to learn the ways of God and ask the Lord to teach us His ways, that's the best call and the best prayer that you can say, "Lord, teach me. Change me, transform me, make me more like you." So today, ask God to teach you some fresh insight from the scriptures about Himself. And you will be thoroughly blessed, because the Bible says in Romans 12:2, Apostle Paul writes to the church or to the saints in Rome. And he says, in verse 1, he says, "I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your bodies as a living sacrifice unto God, for this is your spiritual and your reasonable service unto Him." Then he says, "Be not be conformed to this world, but be ye renewed in your mind, and be ye transformed in your mind, so that you will be able to prove God's good, acceptable, and perfect will in your life." Amen. So my prayer for you is that you will know His good, His acceptable, and His perfect will as you dwell and meditate on the word of the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Let's pray. I was listening to a beautiful hymn that I'll give the link for. It's, "Teach me thy way, O Lord, teach me thy way. Thy guiding grace afford, teach me thy way." And I love that. It's a beautiful hymn, which appeared in 1920, written by Benjamin Ramsey. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. We love you, we appreciate you, we honor you, we adore you, we magnify you, we exalt your holy name. Thou alone art worthy to be praised and glorified and magnified. There is no other name in heaven or under the heaven or below heaven through which we can obtain salvation. It is only in the name of Yeshua. And today, O Lord, we surrender our lives to you, and I pray that, Father, we commit our ways into your hands. And Lord, we commit our paths and our plans into your hands. And I pray that, Lord, your word says that whatever is committed in God's hands, He will take care of it. And therefore, Lord, I pray that you'll take care of our lives, of our wives, of our children, of our families, of our finances, of our future, in the name of Jesus. Because your word says that the plans that I have for you is to bless you, never to visit you with evil, to give you a hope, to give you a future, and to give you an expected end. You meet us at the point of our expectations. And I thank you for that, Lord. I pray, O Lord, for your flock as they step out to the jobs and to the businesses, running the daily chores of their lives. I pray, bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, and keep them from the evil one. I pray that you will bless them and enlarge their territory. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father God. Sickness is not from you. And Lord, it is your will that we will be healed and we will be made whole and that we will be in good health and strength, O Father God. And therefore, I release your anointing of healing to prevail upon your people. Even right now, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into that body again, no more, in Jesus' name. And I thank you for that, Lord, for by your wounds and by your stripes we were healed and made whole. We thank you, we bless you, and we give you all praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, and have a wonderful day ahead of you.